So this morning we're going to talk to Gamma Velasco from DNV Painting Services. And we're going to talk about wood floors. And we also have Brent with us here from Memory Builders, of course. So, Gamma, talk to us about your business, how you got started in it, what do you do?
Okay.
We're excited to hear about it.
All right. Well, I'm like the second generation of painters, hardwood floors, installers, and finishers. My dad started the business about 25 years ago. And I was supposed to go to school, but I realized that there was money to make on the business. So, straight after high school, I started working for my dad and managing the business and learning everything from, you know, the basics. I was on my knees sanding, the floors, baseboards, everything. So my dad had this thinking of, you know, if you're going to teach somebody, if you're going to tell somebody what to do later on, you have to know
it yourself. Yes, correct. Yeah.
Because if not, they're going to ask you, okay, well, show me how to do it. And if you don't know how, then you're going to look like, you know, a fool.
And plus, so they don't trust you that you know what you're doing. Yeah.
Yes. So, mm-hmm. I mean, he always says you have to do it right the first time. So that way you don't have to come back and fix, you know, your problems there. Because then it's harder to fix something than, you know, to do it right the first time.
Yeah.
So that's how I got into the business of, painting and hardwood floors.
So how was it working for your dad?
It's a family business. I have a brother and a sister that work in the same company. So it's kind of like a love and hate relationship. But it works out. You know, at the end, everybody goes home happy. And, you know, if not, the next day we'll just make up and hug and kiss. And
But everybody has their own role. You know, right, you've got, you know, your sister is doing a lot of the bidding and estimating and communicating with you guys when you're out in the field on... How much does it cost? Most?
Yeah, she's mainly at the office. She does take care of the paperwork. And, yes, she does sometimes go to the field. Sometimes we need some help. You know, she'll take us material. But she's mainly talks to the clients and our builders and stuff like that. So she kind of handles all that stuff. Then my brother, he kind of runs another crew. He's more like a prep guy. You know, he goes in before everybody goes in. And then my dad... It's kind of like at the mid stages, and then I'm almost at the end. I must make sure everything's, you know, the clients are happy, the builders are happy, and then the job gets done, you know, right.
So tell us about the wood floors. What's special about the wood floors that you do, and how do you do them?
Wood floors, that's a tricky thing here in Houston because it's a lot of humidity. So it depends on the houses that we do. Some require to install screeds on slabs. When the house sits in the slabs, we have to install screeds or plywood. Depending on type of wood we're going to use, then we select the subfloor. We're going to use either screeds and tar, or we're going to go with plywood, a solid surface. If the wood we're going to install is 6 inches or wider, we have to install in a solid subfloor. It's either plywood or glued down.
Basically, so that those wide pieces will not pop up at the tongue of the groove, correct?
Correct. So that's why we have to glue it down. Anything under 6 inches, you're fine. You can just nail it, you know, every 4 or 5 inches, and you staple it or nail it, and you'll be good. Another thing that we like to use, and a lot of the builders are using now, is reclaim hardwood floors. So that's old floors they take out from old houses, historic houses, gyms, and they clean them up, and then we install them in new houses. And once we sand those down, you know, they look better than new floors.
And they actually last longer, because I think about 75% of our homes were doing the reclaimed wood floors. And they're harder material.
Yes.
It's not new pine. It's hardwood pine. Red oak.
Yeah.
Red oak.
You know, they don't make the good stuff, you know, how they used to nowadays. So now the mills cut a lot of green trees. So you have to acclimatize the floor for longer periods than versus the reclaimed floors. So that's why it's one of the, you know, good things about reclaimed floors. Just the finish, it's awesome finish, you know, like the patina that you get on it. It's really nice.
It has character.
Yeah.
And it has a story.
Yeah. You know, you can say this house, you know, this floors came from different houses here in the Heights, or, you know, wherever they bring it from. So.
Or a warehouse or whatever.
That must be a long process when somebody's tearing down a house to take it apart in such a way that you can reclaim the floor.
Yes, is that right? Because usually...
they just come in with a bulldozer and just smash the whole thing down.
Before they do that, you know, there's companies that... that's what they do. They call this... they call us and they tell us, hey, we have 1,000 square feet of flooring. Do you want it? So we go
there. Oh, so they call you and you go get it.
We go get it. Or we have people that do that for a living and we just buy it from them, you know, and they clean it up. So
we'll call a guy named Wes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's probably one of the biggest guys. And before we go and remodel a house, we're like, hey, or tear it down. Hey, come over here, take out this, save it for us, take out the nails, and then Gamma and the wood floor guys will come and install it after the fact for our clients.
Mm-hmm. So it's a long process. I mean, it's hard work, but at the end, I love those, you know, reclaimed floors better than new floors, you know, personally. I like that.
Does it cost a lot more to get a reclaimed floor?
You're looking at about from $2 to $250, you know, depends on the species you want. A lot of clients want red oak or white oak. You know, pine is a softer wood, so we don't really use it. It's really nice wood, but it's softer, so a lot of people go for oak, white oak or red oak. So that's mainly our...
But it's almost... It's actually probably a better price point than new. Like, if you go buy brand new 3/4-inch red oak, you're probably getting it for, what, $3.50, $4 a foot. But we're getting reclaimed at $2 to $2.50 a foot. Correct. For the material.
For the material, yes.
You know, and then if you go and get engineered, then you're probably, you can get up to $8 to $12 a foot. Mm-hmm. And usually it's just a, you know, a 5/8 piece of wood compared to 3/4.
Correct. You're not getting the solid, you know, oak, piece of oak, you know, it's just an engineer. Just, you get like a film on top with engineer. Or sometimes just a picture if you get, you know, the cheaper one. But yeah, I mean, hardwood floors is a long process. You have to make sure that you install it right. Your moisture barriers, if you're gonna do it on slabs, you have to make sure that you use your tar paper or your moisture barrier paper before you install everything. You have to be checking constantly on the doors that you, all the doors have the weather stripping. You know, if there's a water spill, you know, you have to wait, you know, until you sand down. You have to check the moisture of the floor before you do any sanding. So you have to at least have the AC running before you start sanding the floors for at least 2 weeks. Sometimes our builders don't like that because, you know, they want to have a deadline and they want to push, you know, the process. But if you like your builders, if you like your customers, you have to tell them up front. Why? Because at the end, they're going to be happy with the result. So if you rush something later on, it will cup or it will crown because it has a lot of moisture. So you have to make sure that your floors, you know, don't have the moisture. It's anything below 9% of moisture, you're good to sand. If you sand anything above that, then you run into a risk of the floor cupping because you have a lot of moisture on the floor. So once you sand down those old floors or the new floors, if you're the moisture content on the floor is right, you don't have to worry about anything because, you know, you're going to be running your AC or your heater in wintertime and, you know, you're going to have it at the right temperature and you don't have to worry about cupping or anything.
But I think the great thing about you guys is you're also not only testing the actual wood floors that you're installing, but you're testing the moisture content of the subfloor, the foundation, everything, you know, so you make sure that us as a builder, we don't have issues, you know, even though we have our own moisture readers as well, but it's very important to test everything associated with the infloor, the wood floor install.
It is. I mean, it's because at the end, you know, once you sand that floor and then if you don't check it right, then you have problems. You know, once the homeowners are living in there, you have to refinish your flooring, then you have, you know, not happy customers. So you want to keep all your customers, you know, your builders happy.
Yes.
You know, that's the main thing you want to do.
Well, the floor is the most visible thing in, a continuous visible thing in a house.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's very noticeable if it bows or
you know,
starts to come up.
Another good thing about quality with Gamma is, and, you know, in their company, is they also make sure that when you walk into a room, the floors are square to the house. They run string lines. They think about the process before they even start, you know, and they're, you know, they'll even let us know if there's something that's messed up and be like, hey, you need to fix this. They'll go and sand the subfloor down. They'll level the floors, you know, because wood is never perfectly straight up, especially if it's an inch and an eighth subfloor. They'll go and put some self-leveling concrete just so that we don't have any, you know, we put a marble sometimes on top of the wood floors. And and if you see it rolling, that's an issue.
Yeah. So you don't want to have those issues. So yeah, it's a process. You know, it takes, sometimes you take those processes for granted because you do it, you know, you just, you know, you have to do it. But a lot of people don't. And that's when you run into problems. And training your guys, you know, to do it without, you know, asking us or anything like that is one of the main things. So we have a good crew of guys that have been working for us for years. So they know what to do, what not to do. And, you know, sometimes they, if not, we're not around, you know, they'll contact the builders, or sometimes if we're dealing with straight with homeowners, you know, they'll let them know that, like, we can't start, or we have, you have to talk to Gamma or my dad, Daniel, you know, before we can move on. So it's good to work with people like that you can trust, you know, and sometimes your builders too, because they trust you. They'll just say, this is the house we want you to do. And then they trust you that you're going to take care of them, because, you know.
And sometimes clients steer us in the wrong direction, but we have to be upfront with them and tell them, no, you're going to need to use this material, this type of process. And we don't have a definite date on when we're actually going to install. I mean, it could take 2 weeks before that wood is acclimated, because sometimes it comes in from Florida or, you know, the East Coast somewhere.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
So it's acclimated to their environment. But now when it's in Houston, mm-hmm. it's completely different zone.
Yeah, you know? They're be sitting in containers, you know, they ship them, you know, overseas or whatever, so you don't know what you get. So you have to make sure that, you know, you check all your product before installing or before sanding. So it's one of the major things that you have to check. As far as finishes, you know, we use the best finishes out there. Why? Because at the end, it's going to give us a chance to give the homeowners or the builders a better warranty, and we don't have to come back. We use high traffic water-based polyurethanes now. It's better than your oil base to our liking. Why? Because you can speed up the process. You let the wood breathe a little bit better than using your regular oil-based polyurethane. And it's a high traffic, so the price difference, it's a lot on a gallon, but at the end, you know, it works out better for us because we don't spend too much money on mineral spirits cleaning up and everything. It's all water-based. And the fumes, there's no fumes for the house. So a lot of these new houses that we're doing, it's zero VOC. So even on the painting, but especially on the hardwood floors, you don't want your floors to be smelling like, mm-hmm. you know, something that's like chemicals in there. So with this water-based products we're using, you don't smell it. You can walk on it the next day, and it just works great.
Yeah, see, another thing I'm going to feed off of that is memory builders. We also run an air handler in our houses with a charcoal filter to help pull out those VOCs and those toxic smells. So it helps the client, you know, before they move into a home, they aren't, you know, get headaches from, golly, that polyurethane, you know, it can give you headaches real quick.
Yeah.
So do you find that you work on more new houses or old houses or just a mix?
It's a mix. Mostly we do custom homes where the homeowner and the builder are really involved in the houses. So we stay in those houses working between 3 to 4 or 5 months sometimes. So it's pretty much custom homes. We don't like to do track homes that much, because whenever you do track homes, they don't take care of details. My dad always taught us about taking care of details, making sure that the job looks good, that anybody that's gonna go in the house, you know, is gonna say, man, that looks good, you know, who did this? And that's one of the things that we do too. We don't advertise our business. Everything is word of mouth, and, you know, our clients, they just, from all clients that we have, and, you know, just referrals. That's what we do in our business. So keeps everybody happy that way.
Yes.
You know, if somebody recommends you, you know, that says a lot. We have old customers that have built several homes throughout, you know, their years, and then we're the ones that they do all their, you know, floorings and drywall and painting. So it's good to know whenever you have, you know, coming customers and they tell you, hey man, you're the great. Sometimes there's different builders that use different painters, and the homeowners wants to use us or the hardwood floors, you know, to install. It's like, well, we trust y'all guys, we know, you know, what we want, and they use it. So that's a good feeling, you know, to know that there's people out there that want to use
you. There's a lot of high rises being built in Houston now. Do you work in high rises at all?
We have worked in some, but it's kind of hard because the high rises, they want to use a lot of pre-finished stuff. We don't deal with a lot of pre-finished stuff because it's engineered. It's not real wood. Then the hours they have, you have to be in there after 9 sometimes. You have to leave there before 4 or 5. Elevators, sometimes you have to deal with elevators. So it's a hassle trying to do those. So if we know the customer, we'll do it. And if the price is right too, you know.
It's really about the builders too that you're working with. I don't think you do it. From what I understand, I don't think you're working for a lot of builders that do a lot of high rises.
Nah, it's not. It's,
it's mainly custom houses. Yes, Gamma only works with probably 3 or 4 builders right now.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Three builders right now. We try to stay in our area, the Heights area. My dad's been working in that area for about 18 years, so it's 10 minutes from our house. So we don't like to travel outside the loop a lot. So we stay there, and it's a good area. I mean, it pays good, and it's booming right now. So
there's a lot of older houses in the Heights.
Yes. And a lot of the builders, like Bimmer Builders, that's what they do. You know, they remodel these houses. We just finished a house that was 100 years old. You know, we did everything as far as lead removal and all that. So it takes a lot of time. But, you know, at the end, whenever you see the finished product, you're like, man, that looks good, you know.
Yeah. Gamma's actually about to do a house for us, and they're going to do the wood floors. It's a house over in the Heights on Oxford Street. It's 1926. They're going to do the wood floors, reclaim wood floors, and then we're also going to do the paint removal on the outside and sand it down. So, you know, they do a wide range of things for us. And sheetrock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how did you guys meet?
Southland Homes. Yeah. Actually, I found Gamma when I was there. You know, I found him on another job site. I heard a lot of good things about them, and I called the number on the van.
Yeah.
And then I got in touch with them, and I already knew his work. I walk into other builders, and you can see quality craftsmanship. And
yeah, he actually talked to my dad before. So yeah. That's a funny story. You know, it's like, I got this guy that came looking for you. I was like, who is it? I don't know his name. He was like looking for Gamma. And then it was Brent he met, and then we started working with Southland Homes when he was back with Southland Homes, and ever since we've been working together.
Yeah, I think it's been since 2013 or somewhere in there, or 14, I can't remember. I know you still work with Southland and Connor and all them guys, so they're still doing a lot of really nice, really good stuff over there too.
So how many homes do you do a month? Your company.
That's hard to say. Since they're custom houses, they take longer. But we're usually working in about 3 to 4 houses at a time. And they close maybe 1 a month. 1 or 2 houses they close monthly from. Since we work for different builders, so we have different schedules, different stages that we're at, so it varies. So that's why we have different crews. My dad runs a different crew, my brother runs a different crew, and then I run a different crew. So we kind of jump from house to house to house like that. But usually we close every maybe 1 or 2 houses a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the crews that Gamma's mainly managing are the wood floor crews, as well as the finish out of a home, correct?
Yes.
But I think you're getting pretty busy with the wood floors and trying to stick with that.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to stick with more, hardwood floors. I love just doing hardwood floors. You go in there and you see the floors that are, you know, 40, 60, 50 years old, and you bring them back to life. You know, it's just a good feeling, you know, color matching. Sometimes they have pictures, the homeowners want picture, I want this floor, and then, you know, you sit there for a while and try to match the floor. Sometimes you have to mix different types of colors, different types of stains, and for me it's a challenge because I'm colorblind.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he's the finished guy.
I'm partial color, man. But everybody gets a kick out of it. You know, it's like, well, you know, how do you, you know, in the painting business.
Is that the right
color?
What color is that?
But it's good. I mean, I'll have good help, you know, and the customers are there and the builders are there. And we put up the samples. And my sister helps me a lot on that.
Yeah.
On the colors. But
you guys do whitewash and all kinds of different finishes. Antiquing. And
the antiquing, yes.
All kinds
gray,
of stuff.
Gray wash. Whitewash.
That's kind of a popular thing.
Yes,
recently
we
is the gray wash.
We're
just
actually doing a house. We've had to finish a house this week, and we're doing a whitewash. It's kind of like a pickle stain, they used to call it, but now they call it a whitewash. And it's a nice finish. I like it, you know. And we're doing a lot of dull finishes now. Instead of, you know, before we used to use the high gloss or gloss. Now we're using like a matte finish or a satin finish. And I like it because, I mean, it just adds more character to it. You show more of the wood than the actual finish, you know, a shiny finish.
I mean, even over time with the gloss finish, it'll end up being matte.
Yeah.
After, you know, what, 5 years probably?
People walking
on
it.
And then if you have pets, you know, if you have pets on a dull finish, it doesn't show the scratches or the dust or anything like that, especially on dark colors. We're using a lot of dark colors now, ebonies and espressos, it depends on the client, you know, and depends on the type of homes, you know, more modern homes, more these Victorian homes, you know, and the one, the different types of wood, the steps, everything. So it's a long process, and I like it because you see your work, your hard work on the floor. It actually shows, you know, like bringing something old and it was beat up with sometimes marks. Sometimes they want a beat up look, so we have to go there with chains. And
really?
Yes,
oh my goodness.
They want that wire brush finish. They want that burnt look. So we'll go there with torches. And
no, really?
And then you'll scrape the floors.
Oh,
you
know, my gosh.
We use the hand scrapers, like a razor blade.
Hammers and all that to, you know, make them look, give them more character.
Oh,
so that's
my
fun.
I like
that look, honestly, because then, you know, you don't have women, whenever they have heels, they put the little dots walking through the house. And then if it's already beat up and, you know, it looks like a dog's already walked on it or whatever, then you don't have any issues. It has character.
Yeah.
If it's the style of home, obviously. Modern houses don't do that.
Yeah.
Those are the fun houses too. You know,
chains.
They have something in mind and we try to create it and they're happy with it. That's when, you know, we're happy.
So that's when your team is going, this is really cool job. Like bringing chains.
Yeah, we just drag anything in there. That's it. It looks good.
It seems like the reverse. So Brent, you've been telling me from time to time about how the new technology comes out of California and makes its way to Texas. So is there new technologies regarding wood floors?
The finishing, like I said, the water
the
base.
The one you mentioned,
yes.
Yes.
It's good. The machines we use, drum sanders, the edgers.
You know, also with your machines, I wanted to bring this up earlier, but you guys don't produce a bunch of dust in a home because of your machines.
Correct. Yeah, we try to stay with a dust free, they call it a dust free system. It's not 100% dust free, but you catch a good 95% of the dust into your vacuums, into your bags. We have to use special bags. It's kind of HEPA bags because it traps a lot of the dust.
HEPA filters.
Yeah, the HEPA filters. And
You mean the HEPA legal?
Yes, ma'am.
HEPA.
So we try to use those. It's good for our guys, good for our health, you know, since we're working with these old floors. We don't know where they've been, you know. Sometimes they have pet urine in them or whatever, but you have to protect your guys, one of the main things. And with those, it protects the filters, the HVAC system of the house. It protects the walls, the finishing on the walls, your fixtures, your fans, your lights. So, and it's just it's nice to work in a cleaner environment.
Yes. You
know, when everything's cleaner, it just,
it's and better. The clients are happy too. It's yeah. just not a mess, and they don't get as upset compared mm-hmm. to some builders that I've seen. So.
Yeah, there's horrible things out there that we've seen. But yeah, we try yeah. to just, everything that makes our job easier at the end, it's less cleanup that we have to do at the end, and it's, you know, your job and your work looks a lot better.
Yeah, even whenever you guys go to apply the stain mm-hmm. around the stairs, baseboards, you guys actually tape off the baseboards so that they're not, you know, damaging the painter's work.
Correct. Because sometimes we don't always paint the houses that we do the floors on, so we have to take care of, you know, different trays, because we like the other trays to take care of our work.
That's right.
So I like to think of it, you know, they take care of you, you know, you have to take care of them, and, you know, the other way around. Mm-hmm. So we like to do that, and usually it works out really good with all the painters. They're happy and we're happy.
And we try to stick with the same people on all of our houses, same tile guys, same wood floor guys, same painters. So we're always around each other.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing we want is for people to get upset on the job site and start arguing. And in the past, whenever I was, 10 years ago in Dallas, I was doing townhouses and they were fighting, you know, with hammers. And, you know, people get upset if you're damaging their work. And I'm sure Gamma has stories too. So that's what we try to avoid. Use the same people, quality trades that care about each other like a family.
Yeah. The collaboration aspect of it. Yes, like a family, yes, exactly. Yep. So could you give us an example of one installation, one floor that you were, really stands out as something that you really, would be your favorite?
Oh, wow, I have so many. I'd like to say maybe somewhere we did pretty much the whole house was a design, a herringbone. We did a border on it.
Oh, you do those too?
Yes, we do those. We use walnut to do the borders. It's a, you know, walnut's a dark wood. And then we did the herringbone in the middle. And with reclaims, it takes a lot of work because you have to cut everything precisely the same. So you have to measure every cut, you know, and cut it. And then the install, since the tongue and groove, it doesn't have it for that, so you have to nail on the inside of it. So it takes a long time to install, but once you finish, the house, I think it came out in a magazine on the floors, but I think that's my favorite one with a lot of designs. We do a lot of, we used to do a lot of pine floors, and I love pine because it has a character, usually red pine, you know, it just comes out really, really nice, the color.
Or what about like quarter sawn?
That's hard wood, that's from the center of the tree, and that wood, it's beautiful. They call it a quarter sawn because it's so solid, and that wood, it's hard to get. You can't get it anymore with these new mills. You get a lot of tiger stripes or number one or two. So quarter sawn is better than select. And that wood, once you finish it, it's kind of like seeing a piece of furniture almost. It turns out really, really nice. And we just did a house for them, by Rice area. It had a lot of that wood.
We did that, yes. It was a flooded house, actually.
It's a flooded house, and we saved those floors. We actually opened up some of those.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yes, it's hard to save hardwoods, especially if they get a lot of water in them. But I think that house got flooded for about an hour or two, and then...
It was in and out.
In and out. So whenever that's the
clean
case...
Clean water, they call it.
When that's the case, you know, you can still use it. You have to use the humidifiers in the house for a couple months. And running your fan so that way you can dry up all the wood, the subfloor and everything. And that way, the good thing about old floors like that, because you can get older floors and you can match them and then you install them and you never see the difference. And they will last, you know, forever.
Yeah, so really what we did is it was on screeds.
Correct, yeah.
So we pulled up the perimeter, put plastic down, ran fans to shoot the air underneath the wood floors between the screeds. And then we also had multiple dehumidifiers in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure everything was dry. You know, we bring in our consultants to make sure we don't have any, you know, we have mold tests and, you know, sniffers, you know, they're called hygienists, actually mold hygienists or whatever, to make sure that there's no issues before we move forward with reinstalling the wood after the flooded house was dried out.
Yeah. Well, that's unique things to work in houses
like
that.
Yes, yeah. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, do you have any other things that you want to tell us about? Like the secrets of working in a family business for 15 years and going strong from the sound of it.
It's just, at the end of the day, you're family. You know, it don't matter how stressful your day has been or what you've been going through. You have different jobs. You never can say, man, this is the perfect job. You always run into some issues, you know, no matter what. Either your guys or, you know, sometimes homeowners, you know, they want something and it's, you know, sometimes you're not happy doing it, but you want to please the homeowners. And at the end, if they're happy, you're happy. So the thing is, if your builder's happy and your customers are happy, you know, at the end of the day, no matter how hard the work was or how good, you know, you go home and you're happy. You can, you know, lay down and sleep right and then just look for the next, you know, job. But working as a family, it teaches you a lot of patience. It teaches you a lot of patience, you know.
But you guys have a great family. You really do. You know, how Daniel, your dad, has, you know, brought you guys in, and I never see you guys fighting, ever. Yeah. Joke around here and there, you know, with Addy.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like
we're fighting.
It's a fun.
It's just, yeah, it's
never.
A fun thing. You know,
you
get
great.
Frustrated, I guess it's normal, I guess, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's like you go home and we brainstorm on what we can, you know, do better, you know, for the next jobs, or where did this job go wrong, or, you know, stuff like that. So we try to, you know, find, you know, the solution to whatever issues we, you know, come across, and then just talk about it, and then just, you know, go to work the next day. You know?
Does everybody in the family work in the business?
Yes, my siblings, which is my sister and my younger brother, and my mom doesn't work in the business, but
she was working
for a time. She was helping us, you know, whenever cleaning up and all that, she would go and help us. She had her own cleaning crew. She will clean for different builders. So, but then, you know, she just got, you know, tired, fed up, and was like, okay.
Yep.
She's the mediator in the family then.
Pretty much, yeah. And she cooks us breakfast.
Oh, there you go.
She cooks us lunch, so she'll pack us our lunch, and, you know, since we work.
That's
you
like
know,
gold.
Yeah. We can't ask for more.
That's
hard work. You know, that's a lot of hard work.
It really is.
So, but yeah, we get home cooked meals every day from my mom, and it's a blessing working with family, because, you know, at the end of the day, you have to make up. You know, if you get
that's right.
You know, it's your family, but it's good. You know, we like working with our family.
Good. Any more questions, Brent?
No, I think that's it. Do you guys have any type of social media, Facebook, Instagram, that you'd like to talk about? Or
we really don't. Like I said, we don't really advertise for business. It's just we're really busy as we are.
You guys are great, so you don't really.
But yeah, it's been in back of my sister's, you know, head trying to, you know, work out a page. So just we upload pictures of what we're doing and all that. You know, it's like. Sometimes we don't even have time to take pictures of our work, and it's like.
Oh, I was going to ask you about that.
I've seen you have Facebook, and I actually have your logos on there. So you guys are on Facebook, but I guess for us, you know, just go on to Memory Builders, follow Memory Builders, Instagram, Facebook, go to our website, check out our stuff, and then we also have other, you know, trades that we have on the website, so you can listen about. You know, how to do things correctly. So our website's www.texasnb.com.
Thank you, Gamma. It's very nice to meet you. Lovely to hear about your family business and all the great work you do in the wood floors. We'll send some business your way.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you. And, you know, it's see you next time.
Thank you.
Okay.